You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have old mate Sig Wilder coming through to have a kōrero about their latest track, Warm. Last year, Sig released his debut album, Cowboy Practice, and he had also a vinyl crowdfunding campaign that was successful. It was a pretty big year because that record was about 6 or 7 years in the works, and I'm not making a joke there. It was probably around 6 or 7 years in the making. Good morning to you, Sig. How are we?
Good morning. Pleasure to be on with you, Zach. Always a pleasure.
As the third time lucky, I think. Third time?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first was Slow Time, and then it was another song, and now it's this new song.
Yeah.
Super exciting, man. I saw that over the holidays you had a pretty fun time over at Twisted Frequency. You played there. How did that go?
Oh, man, it was wild. It was wet, and we ended up not playing because the stage got flooded and evacuated. It was out of our control. A bit of a bummer we didn't get to play, but I mean, the safety of everybody was obviously priority. Yeah. We didn't get to do our set, but we're going to make up for it tonight in Wellington. We put together what we've been calling the Sig Big Band, which is just a few extra friends on stage that we put together for Twisted. So we were pretty gutted we didn't get to do that set, so we're bringing that to Wellington tonight.
The Sigma set.
Hell yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get to play Twisted, but at least it was for appropriate reasons. Did you consider doing like an acoustic set? Campground?
As soon as we heard that it was cancelled, we were all pretty keen to just get out of there because it was it wasn't very pleasant, to be honest, that day. We kind of were holed up in our tent, and so one of the bandmates has a batch not far from there, so we kind of bailed and just went and got dry and sat by the fire.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Hell yeah. I want to give you a big shout out for talking at length about Spotify and its evils. I read over your Substack and learned that Spotify was running ICE recruitment ads on there. That's outrageous.
Oh, man. It's gross. It's just like, that's the last thing, you know, that you want to associate with music. And just, yeah, truly egregious. And they just haven't backed down at all on that, you know. They just are treating it like any other advertising partner. Which kind of is like, yeah, I guess the nail in the coffin, I suppose, after so many things that they've done that just don't prop up artists and support the music. If you need any reason, that's a good enough reason just right there.
Completely. Before we get talking about the new track, Warm, I do want to know, what's it like in your home state of Missouri right now? I know a lot of things are happening in the States. Are things relatively chill in Missouri?
Yeah, I mean, I can really only speak for, like, the area that, like, my family is and where they grew up, or where I grew up, rather. Mm. It is pretty chill. Like, it's kind of business as usual. And I think there's in the city centers, like in St. Louis, which isn't far from where I grew up, there is, like, you know, there's an ICE presence and these, you know, things are happening, these deportations and whatnot. But it's certainly not out of control like it is in places like Minneapolis. Relatively. But you don't know when it's going to happen, you know, when it's going to seep into your community, and then it becomes real, you know, for you.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen, but, I mean, who's to say? Who's to say? I want to start talking about the new track, Warm. Your album, Cowboy Practice, dropped in August of last year, and now you're following it up with this new song, Warm. You said that the album started from a place of playfulness, homesickness, and cluelessness. Is that still where you drew inspiration for this new track?
It is a little bit of like a departure, I suppose. I mean, sonically it's a departure, but also thematically, like, Cowboy Practice was exploring a lot of like the changes in who I've become from, you know, leaving the States and living somewhere new and essentially, you know, like departing from an old way of thinking. And Warm is kind of an evolution of that, but more exploring, I suppose, manhood in a way, adulthood and what it means to, you know, be a man, and kind of looking at the men in my life and the men that we have on display to look towards and not look towards. And so it is, yeah, it is kind of that. It's less playful, I suppose, and it's more, it's a little bit more angry.
Well, I think you mentioned in the press release it's got to do with, it's a bit of a jab at patriarchal ease. And you mentioned just before about men to look to and men not to look to. Obviously, men not to look to, people like, you know, Clever Killer or Andrew Tate or those, that cabal of horrible people. Who's a man that you look toward for, I guess, like masculine role model inspiration?
Well, I mean, this isn't really no one will have reference for this, but my brother, I mean, he's an amazing male role model. Like he's very gentle, he's kind, and he's very open-minded. And I always kind of look towards that as, you know, that's just an amazing way to be, and to be kind to everyone around you. And like, I think that's a huge thing that bothers me with, men and this whole manosphere bullshit. Like, there's not a lot of gentleness, there's not a lot of openness towards people who are different.
Completely. And I think not necessarily the silver bullet for that stuff, but a thing that really helps when you talk about it is for men to be talking about that stuff and how gross it is. Because unfortunately, all the people you're trying to reach are misogynists, so maybe they'll listen to men.
Well, I know, yeah.
That's the problem.
It's pretty annoying. I mean, like, I've got, you know, three women in my band, and it's, you can just see it when you rock up to play a gig, and how different men will just take me a lot more seriously than them, and it compounds, and it gets really frustrating. And so I think all men have a responsibility to just point that out and speak up against it.
Yes. Yeah, completely. Did you have anyone in mind when you were writing this track? About, you know, the kind of guy who makes a dark room swell with his presence.
Yeah, well, I mean, that line particularly, so the song started like directly after I watched the Elvis biopic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. By Baz Luhrmann?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a trip. I couldn't make it past the first half hour. I did not enjoy it.
No, I really did not enjoy it. And I mean, I don't really enjoy the whole biopic thing at the moment anyway, but I just, that first line, that man's always turning his back, there was just quite a few scenes in there where, you know, it just depicts him turning his back on the people that love him and protect him and want the best for him. And and then all the people, the next line, the dark room swells to tell him he's a natural act, is everybody just telling him he's the real deal, you know, he's the man. So it started from that, but has obviously evolved to encompass more men than just Elvis, I suppose.
I really appreciate the political nature of it all. Do you think that's going to be something that is going to be a recurring theme in your work, more sort of political external subjects rather than the internal?
I think so. I mean, I've got a collection of work that I'm, you know, that's brewing at the moment that kind of follows the theme of Warm, and it's kind of me exploring even deeper, like the patriarchal society that I'm a part of and that I contributed to and probably still contribute to in ways that I haven't fully explored yet. And so, yeah, I think that will continue to be a theme.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. You're celebrating the release of the show, as you mentioned before, at San Fran in Wellington with Tessa de Leon and Francis Grass, who are just two of Te Whanganui Atara's finest. We've had Francis on the program before. How did you come to be in their orbit, or them in your orbit, or be friends?
I through Home Alone. They put out her EP, which is how I first saw it. You know, loved it, thought it was amazing. And then, yeah, just have been kind of keeping up with what they've been doing since. And, you know, Francis Grass is an amazing guitar player, amazing finger picker, and something that I really look up to and aspire to be better at.
Mm. Awesome. Well, that's going to be such a fun show, man. Wish I could be there. Unfortunately, it's a few hundred kilometers between us. but it is really exciting. Do you think you'll be coming down to Otepoti for a visit sometime this year?
Yeah, well, yes, I would really, really like to make that happen. It'll probably be, let's say, later in the year, maybe like November-ish.
Mm, awesome. Is that part of like a big tour you're thinking of doing?
Yeah, so we've got a North Island tour set for March, and we are really keen to balance it out with a South Island tour as well. It's just, yeah, it's there hasn't been any real plans made yet, though, so I shouldn't promise too much.
No worries. Well, we'll take that as a soft yes. Hard maybe, soft yes. Thank you so much for your time and coming on the program this morning for your third chat here on Breakfast on Radio 1 with me. Really appreciate it, as always. Do you have any final thoughts, words, considerations for our lovely listeners out there?
What would I say? The election's November 7th. You got to register by October 25th. Don't forget.
Amen to that, man. Amen. Can you vote yet in New Zealand?
Yeah, I can. Very exciting.
Awesome. Well, I hope that I'm sure you will exercise your democratic right when that election rolls around. We'll see what happens. It's kind of in the air, it seems, eh?
Yeah, man. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen, all right. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. All right, folks. That was Sig Wilder. We're talking to Sig about his new track, Warm, which is out wherever you find your music, except for Spotify, because Spotify is not great. It's not very good. Coming up at 10:30, we'll be talking to Hope about her new track, Tokaya. So stay tuned for that. Kororo. Here is Sig Wilder with Warm. You're listening to The One. Keep it freaking locked.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.